This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Yaakov Avinu fights with Tzari Shel Esav. He holds him in a lock, in a headlock. Doesn't let him go up. Chazal said he wanted to go back to say Shira, to say praises to Hashem. And Yaakov Avinu says, I will not let you go unless you give me a bracha, unless you bless me. Rashi explains what's the bracha to be moida, to admit that the brachas are mine. Yet it's interesting that Esav doesn't want to do it. Sorry, Shel Esav does not want to do it. Rashi quotes the Chazal based on a pasuk that he said, we'll do this later. In Basel, when you get back to Basel, Hashem will change your name. And there, I'll be made to you. I will tell you that, yes, I give you the brachas, b'leiv shalom. He cries. Rashi brings that the Suri Shalais's Mishanin Ubachli was crying. I don't want it now. And yet Yaakov says, I want it right now, and I will not let you go unless you bless me right now, unless you admit right now. And therefore he was forced to Vayivarach HaYisisham, the pasuk says. It's interesting, the conversation here. What is it about? I want it now, I want it later, I'll only do it later. No, I want it now, and the Suri Shalais has to cry about it. I mean, what's the big deal if you get it later? So Pasha, I guess he doesn't trust Esav. He doesn't trust Esav's sar to show up. Esav promised that he'll be there. His sar, the Malach of Esav, says, I'll be there and do it then. You know, they say over for Rabbi Elchanan. Rabbi Elchanan of Asim was in America, and when he came back, they asked him if he learned English. If he learned to speak a little the language of America, a little English. So he said, not much, but a little bit he did learn. He learned that when he comes to a balabas, a gvir, and he asks him money for tzedakah, for the yeshiva, and the gvir says, Mitz Hashem, I'll try my best. So I learned, that means forget about it. That means that will never happen. I'll try my best means tishkach mizah. That's what it means. That's how much English he says he learned when he came to America. Maybe that's the pshat here too. The Suri Shel Esav is saying, when I get to Basel, I'll be there. Yaakov says, you ain't going nowhere. It's now, and we're not waiting for later. So I would say maybe. But you see, there was more to it now. He's crying. I don't want to do it now. I'll do it later. Suri Shel Esav has to cry. And Yaakov wants a dafka now. And it's also interesting that it's affiliated with the change of the name. The bracha on the brachas, the haidah, is Yaakov or Yisrael? Yaakov or Yisrael? No, we'll change your name now. No, we'll change it later. No, I want it now. How does that fit in with the haidah la brachas? So Rashi explains, Akev means that you got it through falsery, a cover. You did it through back channels. Yisrael is sar, gully, openly, respectfully, you got the brachas. That's part of the haidah, which means I not just want you to be maida, it's mine, but I want you to be maida on how I got it. Yes, he wants to rewrite history, I don't, but he didn't get it that way. That's not what happened. What happened was he got it be'ekev. So why is he forcing the Suri Shel Esav to say, no, I want you to say you got it, Yisrael, unless he means now. That if now you'll give me the brachas, by your admitting, that means now you're giving me the brachas from self, from what you want, from because you're giving it to me. So that's not anymore the old way I got it, be'ekev, through a trickery, but I got it what? Yisrael, Sara, Shrara. I got it through a royal means, so to speak. I don't know, is that royal means? You hold a guy in a headlock, and you tell him that he's never getting out of this headlock unless he gives you the brachas. You would call that what? Royalty, shrara, I don't know. That's also a way of forcing the brachas, no? So last time he did it with trickery, and this time he's doing it with force. There's something missing in the conversation that needs to be explained. So I'll tell you what I think the pshat is. We know there's something called Bechinas Yaakov and Bechinas Yisrael, which means sometimes Yaakov, Klal Yisrael, who is the children of Yaakov, are on a level called Yaakov. That's a lower level. And then there's Bechinas Yisrael, Sar, on a higher level. What is the difference between the two? What's Bechinas Yaakov and what's Bechinas Yisrael? What does it mean? So I would say the pshat is as follows, Rabbi Yosei. You know, the Sari Shalesov and the confrontation with him is represented, a representation of what the Svarim call Yetzirah. It's not just Esav then, nor is it Sari Shalesov then, but it's through the Dairis Milchemta Shal Yetzirah. The Gemara in Sukkah tells us, Daf Nun Beis, that the Yetzirah has many names, and one of them is Ish. And when it says Vayyavik Ishimai, Svarim tell us, who is the Ish? It's the Yetzirah. So this is an eternal war. You're right, it's learned through the prism of the story of Yaakov and Esav, and it's learned through the prism of the Sari Shal Esav, but actually it's the eternal fight of Ra over Tov, Yetzirah over Yetzir Tov, Esav, Aveira against Yaakov Teira. It's the eternal struggle of the Yetzir Tov against the Yetzirah. How do we fight Yetzirah is learned from this parsha. A lot of lessons are taken from the way Yaakov deals with the Sari Shal Esav and how he's supposed to fight with the Yetzirah. As a matter of fact, there's a minig. Chassidim have this minig, but it's actually brought in the Mamloy, is that every week, Matzai Shabbos, to read Parshas Vayishlach. It's brought down in the Mamloy. Chassidim have such a minig. Why? I think the Pashup Shat in the minig is that every Matzai Shabbos, we're preparing ourselves for a week of a Melchemes HaYetzer. We go out into the world, make Parnosa. The week comes with a lot of fighting, struggle, strife against the Yetzirah. And so we read Parshas Vayishlach as a skula or a textbook to learn how to deal with the Sarei Shal Esav when it's Vayavasa Yaakov Levadai. Yaakov's out in the street alone. Not anymore in the Beis Medrash, Shabbos. He's going out into the Vayavasa Yaakov Levadai alone. So the way Yaakov deals with Sarei Shal Esav becomes either, if you want to say, the reading of it as skula, but even deeper, the learning of it becomes a textbook on how to fight the Yetzirah. How do we fight the Yetzirah? Let's take some of the lessons. One of the lessons are, you got to know your own enemy. Chaim Soloveitchik speaks about that if you don't know your enemy, you're not going to fight him. That's when you want to attack your enemy directly. When you want to have that you overpower your enemy, then you got to attack him. And how do you attack? From the feet. To make him fall. Notice that that's actually what Esav is trying to do to Yaakov. The Kafragla, he's trying to get him to fall. Yaakov actually does this originally by Kev Esav. He's grabbing Esav by the foot. And that's Beremiah. You try to outsmart the Yetzirah. Right? That's how you attack the enemy. You outsmart him. That's when you attack the enemy. That's a dagger called Yaakov. Yaakov is Akev, when Klal Yisrael has a Yetzirah, so to speak, it's living with the Yetzirah, yet it needs to combat the Yetzirah. So it needs Akev to make him fall by Akevas, like Rashi says, Ramiya. He's got to find and figure out a way how to deal with the Esav. Like a snake, you got to deal with him. Like Akeve, like the snake, of course, that's the point. But then there's another way on how to deal with the Yetzirah. And that's Shrara. You lift yourself up above the Yetzirah. Above the Yetzirah. That's called Shrara. Kisariso. Notice the Lashon. Kisariso. Sara. Elevate. You rose above the Yetzirah. You know, there's two ways how a person could fight. A person could fight by toppling, by combating, by winning, or a person could arise above it. And then it doesn't affect him. Klal Yisrael, Yisrael, that darg is when they rise high and that the Yetzirah has no shlita to them. Yaakov is when they fight hand in hand. They do battle and you have to topple him, a cave. You go for the ankle, and you have to outsmart the Yetzer Hara, like all the Bali Musa speak. But then you have something called Yisrael, where the Yid elevates himself above. He's on a higher madrega, and they can't affect him. Actually, what I've told you is the basis for the three founding shitas of Musar. Musar has Slabatka Musar. That's one mahalach, one form, one shita in Musar. Then there's Kelim, and then there's Navardik. What was Slabatka? Slabatka was the Avaida of Raimimus. Person elevates himself. He elevates him. He realizes who he is. You're gonna go down to the Yetzer Hara's nonsense. He has nothing to do with you. Tell me, would a king, a president, go to the Bowery to play cards with a guy that's laying on the floor in the Bowery? He has nothing to do with him, right? A melech, a Talmud Chacham, is Malki Rabbonon. How do you come to even be in the same room with a Yetzer Hara, so to speak? What connection do you have to a Yetzer Hara at all? That's one way to fight the Yetzer Hara. That's called Tiferes, Roimimus, Gadlus HaTeira, Gadlus HaAdam, how great is a person? This was the Mahalach of Slabotka on how to fight Yetzer Hara, Musar, Gadlus. You build the person up till he realizes he can't go down to the level of the Yetzer Hara. It has nothing to do with him. It's lowering his stature of who he is. Then we have Kelim. Kelim was the meat of Emes, but it was also mostly Yiras Shamayim. They worked strongly on the Yiras Shamayim. Yiras Shamayim makes a person able to null, able to make the Yetzer Hara, yeah, to keep him intact. Yetzer Hara, Yiras Shamayim, they don't go together. So they worked a lot on Yiras Shamayim. Navardik did the other way around. Shiflus Adam. What they did was they knocked the person. Who are you? What are you? So if you're nothing, how could you run after a Yetzer Hara? Look what you're doing. It's called Shiflus. And that's called Bittel. The Avoid of Bittel. Who, what, when? And they were Mevat Loilam Hazah. You would listen in the Shmuz and the Vardik. They would say, what's this world? This world is nothing and it's nonsense and it's garbage. Because everything is about Shiflus. Breaking it down to size. I once discussed with the Mashgiach Zatzal that maybe that's pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says if the Yetzer Hara comes to you, there's three ways to deal with the Yetzer Hara. First, you should learn with him in the Beis Medrash. If that doesn't work, then go and read Kriyat Shema. And if that doesn't work, Yask Eliyahim Amisa. Many Torahs have been said on this Gemara. I would like to say another one based on the way I explained to you the concepts of Musar on how to combat the Yetzer Hara. Torah. Torah is the first way to do it. Isnasus. Person elevates himself. Teireh. It's not working. Yikra Kriyashma. Yerushamayim. Then you got to go do the Yerushamayim. If that doesn't work, Yaski Liyayim Amisa and the Vardik. Bittel. Battle, you're going to die. What's this world? Bitla tanugim of Eilam Haza. So the first thing is, and I don't mean the Slabotka over Navardik, over Kelim, but it's the concepts could be first, Beis Medrash, Slabotka, Teira, Gadlus HaTeira, Raimimus HaTeira. If not, Kelim, Yerushamayim. And if not, Navardik. And they all work. It will work. These are three systems of Musar on how to combat the Yetzer Hara. You know, I was thinking once to myself that actually the Ovis had all these inyanim. Bavram, it says, Ati Adati Ki Reyeli Kimato. Yerushamayim. By Yitzhak, we find he was locked in the house as a blind person. Chazal say, it's Chashiv Ke Meis. Yitzhak had to remain in the house like a carbon. He had no tanug elam haza. This is the inyan of avoda. This is the inyan of his batlus meis. Yaim hamisa. Yaakov was teira. Yaakov combats Lavan, Esav, with his Torah. With his Torah, he combats them. The Bechin of the Gemaras of this Medrash, Yikri Kriyishma, Yaskel Yom Amisa, could be rooted in the Avos. That the Avos stelled avek different Mahalchim on how to fight with the Yetzer Hara. With this, Rabbi Yisai, I understand what went on over here with the Sari Shel Esav. The Sari Shel Esav is how you fight the Yetzer Hara. You know, one of the things he wanted was his Abek. I don't know if you know, Chazal tell us that they were like two people hugging each other. That was how he was fighting, wrestling in a way that they were hugging each other. And there was a lot of lesson in that. There was a lot of lesson in the way they were fighting. And one of them, I believe, is the Pshat equals. And I think that's what it means, Miyar Ochi, Miyar Esav. Chazal tell us, and the Bali Musa speak, how he was afraid of both things, Miyar Ochi and Miyar Esav. That even when the Esav comes as an ach, was bothering him. So I always understood, you know what it means? Because that he's a, even when he comes as an ach, he's a dangerous guy. Even as he comes as an ach, so then he comes to ruin me by influencing me. That's the pashup shot. Miyad achi, miyad esav. That there's two things. The achi and there's the esav. Beis Halevi speaks this Torah. That even when he comes as an ach, he's a danger. And what do they mean, influence? But I would say, maybe there's another point in Miyad achi, miyad esav. We're equals. One of the ways to fight the Yetzer Hara is to know you're not an equal to the Yetzer Hara. You're much greater than the Yetzer Hara. One of the atzas ha-yetzers, one of the tricks of the Yetzer Hara is fakir miyad achi. Me and you, the Yid and the guy, we're both the same. We're equals, equal rights. We're all the same. Everyone's the same. When you have everyone the same, guess what? You're in trouble, because it's not true. If you don't know who you are, you don't realize that you're above and you're much greater, you're going to lose. Ki sarisa malikim anoshim. Do you know that one of the things Chazal tell us, that when the Yetzahara, Sari Shel Esav, was fighting, by Yaovik. Yaovik means what? Dirt. There was so much earth and dirt. And the Mefarshim, the Akhrenim discuss, what is the remez of the earth? What is it trying to bring out? And I always understood the pshat is he was trying to throw dirt on Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov, you think you're this polished, this most beautiful. You ever see when a person is a king? You know how you can ruin his day? Make a little spot of dirt on him. Dirt. Yay! You're like everybody else. You wear dirty jeans like everybody else. You see where, right? When a person has no shavius to himself, he walks around. What's wrong if I wear a dirty shirt? What's the big deal? One of the yisaitis of Hilchas Talmud Torah is what? Revid, he's not even have a spot on him. A Talmud Chacham does not have one spot on him. Why? Kovid HaTeira. He has to realize that he is Malchus, royalty. Yaovik, he was trying to throw dirt. You're not royalty. Make you dirty. Yaakov Avinu is Yisrael Sarisa. How does Yaakov win the Yetzer Hara now? By rising above. Originally, a cave. His way of dealing with Esav, Satan, Yetzer Hara was by trying to trim, to outsmart him and win him. And Bakeva, with Ramiya, with fooling him. All of a sudden, at the end, here, after going through Lavan, he's saying, you know how I fight you? I fight you be Sarisa. Did he overpower the Sari Shel Esav? No. Let's see. Ki Sarisa Malakim Anashim Vatuchal. And you were able. He didn't win him. When you're fighting the Yetzer Hara, direct combat, you have to win. It's either him or you. But when you rise above, when you rise above, you don't win. You don't have to win. He doesn't come to you. But like Tuchal, you stand where you are. Tuchel means that the Yetzer comes to me, I stand in who I am. You know, the Sulam was one of the simanim. It was supposed to be a nevuah of what Nisyonis Yaakov was going to go through in his journey to the house of Lavan. We spoke many times, Malachim Ayla V'yardim, Aliyas and Yeridus, ups and downs, life. This was supposed to be the Sulam on how he was going to reach. And it's also interesting, the way the Sulam worked. Hashem took the whole Canaan, compacted it under the Sulam. The idea was the Sulam was the way, the Derech of Yaakov Avinu all the way to Shara Shamayim. This was the Sulam. Malachim Oyle V'yardim Boy, the Zohar says it was in who? In Yaakov. One of the things they showed him by the Sulam was that his face was by the Kisei HaKavod. It was the fourth pillar of the Kisei HaKavod. See, the Shesfarim always say, that's the pshat, the pasuk. Achi Yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh. He woke up and he said, I know Hashem is here, but Anoichi, but that I was also here. Lo yadati, this I didn't know. Pasuk pshat is Anoichi, I didn't know, but Anoichi lo yadati. See, the Shesfarim v'taychit, that me too, I'm also part of the Kisei HaKavod. Oh, that's unbelievable. Now, why did they show him this? Because the way to fight the Yetzer is to know who you are, how great you could be, that you're Tachas Kisei HaKavod. Tell me, someone is on a level that he's Tachas Kisei HaKavod, he's one of the stands of the Rebbein Shem's throne. Would he be busy playing around, being even seen, talking to a Yetzirah? You got to be kidding me. It's below his dignity. They were teaching Yaakov this idea. If you look at the Sfarim, Yaakov is Emes, it's Tiferes and Netzach. The two other Midas of Yaakov is Tiferes and Netzach. Tiferes is honor, glory. Pe'er, Netzach is to win. How does Yaakov win? With Sarisa, with royalty, with Tiferes. He was above it all. It's interesting. Yaakov Avinu says, "Vayvasa Yaakov Levadi." What does Levadi mean? So Chazal say Levadi, like it says, "Veniskav Hashem Levadi." That Hashem is alone. What does it mean? Hashem, Yaakov is like Hashem. Yes, the answer is very simple. Veniskav, he rises above to be Echad. The Maila of Yaakov is that he's Echad, just like Hashem is one. There's one Hashem, there's one Yaakov, there's one Klal Yisrael. Mincha, we say this. Mincha is Keneged Yaakov Avinu. It's the third tefillah, it's Keneged Yaakov. What do we say? Ato Echad. V'shimcha Echad. Umi Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad. That's Yaakov. What? Tiferes. Gedulah. Bateres Yeshua. It's Tiferes. It's Tiferes Talmud Chacham. It's Torah. Torah is Tiferes. Kavod HaTorah. It's Echad. And he's Miyuchad. And when he knows V'niskav Hashem Levadai, when he knows that, that he is alone, it's only him and Hashem, he doesn't connect to a Yetzirah. He rises above the Yetzirah. He's Sarisa and Elohim. And that's why Yaakov says, now, I want the bracha to be made to me now. I don't want the way I fight you is Ba'kev. I want a different Madrega now. Sarisa, the way I fight you. That's why it has to be now at the fight. And that's why the Sari Shalesa was crying. By Yishan, he's crying because what? If it's to fight on our terms, you'll try to knock me down, I'll try to knock you down, I got a chance. He's crying. Why is he crying? And the answer is because he's crying to the Sarisa. That the way to beat the Yetzirah now is with Yisrael. Oh, I don't want to do that, yeah, because I'm not letting you go. Ki Sarisa Malikim Anoshim. How you didn't win me. Atuchal. But you stood your ground. You rose above it. You realize that you're Echad. Veniskav Hashem Levadi, like it says, Levasi Yaakov Levadi. Your face is on the Kisei HaKavod, and I think that's a pshat. I heard we could add a beautiful pshat. He asks him, what's your name? Vayomer, you know what the Malach tells him? Vayomer Mashmecha, what is your name? So the Mefarshim asked, Vayomer, Vayishal, he asked him. Then he told him. He tells Yaakov Mashmecha, what is your name? They say the Bali Musar, I heard this B'Shem, Rav Keller, Rav Chaim Dave Keller, a friend of mine from my neighborhood, told me this pshat. B'Shem Rav Keller, a beautiful vart. He asked the Malach, what's your name? Because I have to know how to fight you. That's what it says in all the Sfarim. I got to know what your Yetzirah, what you are. Yetzirah tells him, what do you care who I am? Vayomer, he says to Mashmecha, what are you? The way to fight me is to know who you are. Know that you're a Yid. Know that you're special. Be proud of who you are. Respect who you are. Understand who you are. Ato echod, v'shimcha mikamchi sholoy echod boretz, tiferes, rise above. Then you'll combat me. That's how you fight me. I want, says Yaakov Lina, I want you to be meided to me right here, right now. And that's the way I'm going to win you. Kisarisa, melekim v'anashim.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.